The Keokuk-based Tri-State Coalition Against Domestic and Sexual Abuse has been providing a wide range of services for nearly 30 years, but that will come to an end in June of next year. Executive Director Sue Prochaska says Iowa is moving towards a regional approach to victim services to make up for past funding cuts. She says that prompted the local decision.
As many folks know, our shelter already closed as of June 30th. It was kind of the preliminary part of this process, and then we're now announcing to the community what is happening as of now after we've learned about how all the restructuring grants will be funded and in addition, transition grants that will be available. So it's a sad time for our program. We've appreciated the support that we've received from the community over the past 30 years. And while closing the agency was not a part of our strategic plan, it's important that we focus on maintaining services for Lee and Van Buren counties.
Was it more of a decision locally just saying we don't have the funding in the future to be able to continue, or was it more of a regional decision to close the coalition?
The change in the funding structure moves the funding process to regionalization and how contracts and services will be funding. So we knew that without state and federal contracts, we would not be able to maintain the level of services. And the plan is to move the entire state towards this new format for services. So while some agencies in the state may decide to stay open, completely running with volunteers and private dollars, it will be very difficult to do so. So it was a challenging process, challenging decision, but we knew that we couldn't sustain given that huge of a cut.
How do you guys now proceed in the next year? I mean, what does this year now become for the coalition?
Well, contracts for services have been awarded to programs in Iowa City and Davenport. And the service contracts are such that there will be three separate service contracts, one for shelter-based services, one for domestic violence comprehensive services, and one for sexual abuse comprehensive services. So Iowa City, there are two programs in Iowa City that will now cover or provide services to Lee and Van Buren County. And those programs are the Domestic Violence Intervention Program and the Rape Victim Advocacy Program. During the next 6 to 9 months, Tri-State Coalition will work with both those programs in Iowa City to transition services and also to ensure that the continuity of care for victims is of the highest caliber. We've had a long-standing history, good working relationship, strong working relationship with our two partners in Iowa City. So we're very glad that we're matched with them in doing that through this process. And we're going to do everything, myself and the two other directors are going to do everything that we can to make this process as seamless as possible.
I guess it would lead to the question, if there is an incident here in Keokuk and someone needs the services before they could go to the coalition or call the coalition, does this now mean they have to call Iowa City or go to Iowa City?
So local services are still available, and that's part of the transition year. So we will be providing crisis line services, counseling and advocacy services, and our outreach office downtown Main Street in Keokuk will still be open and will be open for the next year. Our hotline will provide the hotline locally, as we always have, Monday through Friday. And then on the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, those calls will transfer to the hotline in Iowa City. And then part of that process, because we have a visible presence as outreach office, is that as we transition the services, as staff get hired, or some of our staff get hired for those regional positions, then we will start to transition services. But we want to make sure that folks do call if they need help. And that's, again, we're committed to making sure that that's as seamless as possible.
Really, beyond this year, is that when it's going to get into having to contact or get to Iowa City? Or could there be a branch that's closer to Keokuk than Iowa City?
And our region's going to look at that in several ways. Satellite offices will be set up throughout the region, and we hope that Lee County will have a satellite office. We'll work hard to make sure that happens. Part of this transition process is the state's requiring each region to come up with two separate regional hotlines, one that's focused on issues around domestic violence and one that's focused on sexual abuse, so that people will have a hotline to call, and then services will kind of be coordinated through that hotline and or a satellite office. So we're really, I think we're in a good position to see that be maintained for our community.
Is there some sort of a regional board, an oversight board that will kind of make the decisions in the future here?
Because the Rape Victim Advocacy Program in Iowa City and the Domestic Violence Intervention Program will be the nonprofits that will serve this area, they hope to expand their local board, their board of directors, to include representatives from our area. And one of our key things that we're doing during the transition process is we're developing a local community transitions team, and that will be key stakeholders and volunteers who have an interest in helping us with this transition process. So we've identified individuals that we would like to serve, but we also welcome, if people would like to volunteer or help us out in that process, we would certainly welcome that input. So we believe that transition team will be a helpful process, not only for us transitioning, but for our Iowa City partners in transitioning, so that there's representation from this part of the region.
How difficult is this? I mean, you've been so involved in this. How difficult is it?
It's a very sad time. It is. I would be lying if I didn't say that this process has been challenging and difficult. You never want to see something that the community has supported for so long and that you've put your time and effort to. You don't want to see that end. You want to see that move forward. So we've certainly, as a staff and a board, had to process all of that, and again, the support of our regional partners has helped, because we're all going through that process. So it's difficult, and now it's time to switch gears and to figure out how we can make this the best that it can be, given the new system.
Executive Director Sue Prochaska says the Tri-State Coalition Against Domestic and Sexual Abuse has 6 people on staff, including herself. She says they could eventually be hired by the 14-county region, which extends from Lee County north to Dubuque. Prochaska says the coalition has created an email address to gather public input during the transition. That address is tsctransition@gmail.com. I'm Jason Parrott, Tri-State's Public Radio News.